Hello out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki, where I share a few things I've picked up over the years as a guitarist and composer in New York City. If you like what you hear, you could go over to Patreon and become a member for a very small fee and have access to video versions of all of these episodes and others that aren't included here. Download materials such as sheet music and exercises, and have the ability to ask me questions directly and request topics for new episodes. This program focuses on the guitar, but goes into many other areas, so there should be something for everyone. And the show starts now. Welcome back. It's Monday, March 17th, and it is St. Patrick's Day, actually. I didn't even know that until I looked at the calendar today. And ironically, for the last few days, I've been thinking about this tune, Danny Boy. And I hadn't even thought about the connection there. But, you know, in New York, there's a big giant parade, but I stay away from those kind of things. But I'll tell you a little story here. So I was out of town on the weekend playing a gig, and in the band was a great brass player. I'm not even going to call him trombone player because he plays so many instruments and does so many things. By the name of Jacob Garchik. I went to school with him back in the late 90s in Manhattan School of Music. And he is just kind of an encyclopedia of all kinds of things. He's a very deep student of jazz and the tradition of the trombone and brass, and he's a deep student of many, many different kinds of music, and a great arranger. He arranges for Kronos Quartet, and so he writes beautifully for strings and for brass and all kinds of things. There's an album of his called The Heavens I really recommend, The Atheist Trombone Choir. At some point, I think it was at breakfast, him and Alan Ferber were sitting there talking about old brass arrangements. And they were talking about Irish tune from County Derry or something like that. It's called like that. And I was like, oh, and they were singing it or something. I was like, oh, that's Danny Boy? And they were like, yeah, that's the same. It's a song, and, you know, it came from that, and it was named this, and in different incarnations of this song, you know, but it's an old Irish folk tune. And it's always a melody I've loved. I mean, most people know this melody. but maybe don't know much about the history of it. I didn't really know, so I asked Jacob, and he, of course, knew everything about this song. He'd done a lot of research on it for some reason. He sent me some links. He sent me a video showing the history of it, and how it had been transcribed by this teenager from an old Irish harp player in like the 1790s, and he has the original manuscript and all this stuff, and it's a little different from the tune we know now. And then he showed me some arrangements and things like that that are more modern. And, you know, this is just a song that's just in the culture. So I thought it'd be interesting to explore it. I really like thinking about songs that just use a diatonic melody and how much you can do with that. By diatonic, I mean just the notes like in a key, no altered notes, right? And a lot of, like, when we look at the Bach chorales and stuff like that, a lot of those old folk melodies are in a similar vein, you know? And then it's what you do around them that can make it sound different. In any case, the melody, if it's in E, would be this. That's the basic melody, and I think you might recognize it. You know, it's in a Londonderry air. There's different names for this song, but most people, I think, know it as Danny Boy. That's sort of the more popular version that people know nowadays. If we say, let's play Danny Boy, that's what you're going to get, right? Something like that. So anyway, Jacob turned me on to this arrangement. I was like, well, what is sort of like an original version of it? And he's like, well, the most famous modern arrangement is, by modern, this is 1911, so this is still over 100 years ago, and it's public domain, so you can get this off IMSLP. Irish tune from County Derry. This is a Percy Grainger arrangement, a set for piano by Percy Aldridge Grainger, 1911. So I printed this out, and I wanted to see if I could kind of read it on the guitar. And, of course, I can't, because it's not in the range is impossible, but and it's in E flat. So there's a lot of low E flat. So I said, well, let me just read it in E. And change the key signature in my mind. I'll just change the key signature, and, you know, if there's any accidentals, I'll just change those accordingly as well. So I try that, and it's not that easy, of course, because, you know, piano stuff is like, you know, there's too much information to really translate onto guitar. But I thought I'd try to do a kind of a version that uses some of this stuff, and especially some of the ideas where the melody, I think a lot of times when we make like chord melodies and guitar arrangements, we put the melody in the top. That's sort of the default place, because you can hear it, it comes out of the top. But in this one, the melody's right in the middle, like at least for the first part. It's the melody is pretty low when it starts off, right? It's later on in the song when it goes, when it gets the more higher, you know, the dramatic part and all that stuff. So, but in the beginning, he has it right in the middle, you know. It's here. This is in the top. In fact, both hands are in bass clef. So, and the melody's this D sharp. So it's it's a little hard to play that on guitar. Keep hitting the space. So I think it's nice to just maybe play just this on the top. And move this on the bottom. And you go. So you have. Okay, so that's the beginning. So let's go through it. I'm not going to be able to explain every little thing because that would just really take a long time. But I'll just do a kind of a brief look through, you know, as I'm kind of looking at this sheet music. I don't have this really written down, that's why. But I will. I'll put this Percy Grainger thing. I'll attach that, and then I'll just explain kind of how I'm thinking about going through it and trying to make a kind of a guitar arrangement. And I don't have this polished. This is just me kind of working it out. Actually, I've just done this morning. So. Big E major. So this is when that's a move from F sharp minor to E back to E major. It sounds almost like a plagal cadence, right? Which would be like A major. You know, but this is F sharp minor. It has an F sharp instead of an E. So it goes. Okay, so what am I doing there? I'm kind of just moving between F sharp minor and E, you know, so really is what it is. That's F sharp minor. This is another F sharp minor, but with the A in the bass. And it has a D sharp on top. F sharp minor 6. This is E major with a G sharp in the bass. First inversion. I'll be using this a whole bunch. That melody's just by itself. This is just F sharp minor. So that's all I use in the first phrase, is E and F sharp minor. Now, I'm actually taking this from this arrangement. I'm not everything, but I'll specify what I'm taking from the arrangement. And what I'm putting in myself, and what I'm omitting. Now this I took from the arrangement. This is nice. It has this in the top while the melody is going. That's the next part of the melody is this. It's like when the saints come marching in, right? So, and then that's paired with. And then the bass comes in. Right? With the G sharp, and the F sharp is the E in the bass, so it's kind of like an E major with a ninth on the top. And with the A and the E natural, it's a F sharp in the bottom, basically like F sharp minor 7. So notice the melody is not in the top here. It's in the middle. Oh, sorry. Good practice to try to get a melody that's in the middle to speak, to come out. You know, it's pretty hard on guitar to do. I've done it, like, one good thing to practice with that is practicing some Bach, like fugues, where you have to get a melody in the middle to kind of come out. I haven't done a video on that, but maybe I could. Any case, that's for another day. So that's after this I go. Nah, nah, nah. Now this I took from the arrangement. This little line. This is it's coming back to the E with a G sharp in the bass, and then it goes. That's really nice. Has a wistful kind of sound to it. So I'm going. So from the E major, this is not the melody of the tune. This is just a little lead in, because that leads in. Do 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 do. The C sharp. So that D sharp leads down to the C sharp. Right? Now this, I added that note, that C, that B sharp. I think in the original it's a B natural, right? So let me see here. Da, 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 da. Yeah, this is a B natural. So, but I like this sound, and it's still a traditional sound. It's not like a jazz chord or anything. It's just the sound of augmented off the three going into the four minor. I'm sorry, what am I saying? Augmented augmented going into the six chord. It's like a five of six. I was thinking off of the three because it's kind of like a G sharp seven, functioning that way. Sort of do 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 da la la. So this is E is still ringing. Sorry. Nice, right? So we got in the middle of this. This is just an F sharp 7. This is the kind of chord you see in the blues. You know, that kind of thing. In this case, it's going F sharp 7 to like a B7 with a ninth in the top, basically. Or you could go. Maybe a little sus to a. Let's see how that would sound. Yeah, I like that. Now, this next one. Again, the melody is back here. Oh, Danny Boo. So this is. This I took from the arrangement. This is in the top, which is going contrary motion against la da 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 da. Right, very classic kind of contrary motion thing. So the voicings are like, this is almost like F sharp minor over D sharp. This is just, I'm just playing D sharp, C sharp, A, and then an E major triad, and then F sharp. Kind of minor, I guess it's just F sharp A and then F sharp again, octave, and then to an E triad. So that goes. I can't find the octave to sing this in. It's either too high or too low. So maybe I just won't sing. But I want to show you where the melody is. Sure, I'm really good enough at getting it to. You can do a little trick where you kind of play the melody a little bit before the rest of the stuff, and it kind of makes it jump out. You should definitely check out the George Benson version of Danny Boy that he's playing in Ireland, and it's much more elaborate than this. It has all kinds of chords and stuff. But he does that thing where he kind of does the melody a little separately, you know, to separate it from from all the moving lines and stuff that he's doing. It's a pretty incredible version. It's just a little flourishes, or not flourishes, but little voice leading things. That are in the arrangement. But the melody is on the bottom. Again, this F sharp minor is here. Actually, that's also nice. Having the C and the B together. So let's do that. Then you're going to come back. So this is E, F sharp minor, E, E. I'm doing this move a lot. Taken again from the arrangement. That's what's happening with the bass in the arrangement. That's why I'm doing that. But I like it. But definitely, major chord and first inversion is like always a winning sound. No, this is nice. So the melody's in the bottom here. Okay, so this is a little cadence here. So after this, now this is a little voicing. Oh, sorry, just like an E major 7, really. I'm just playing. You could also do it here. Maybe that's better. That's actually better, because then you can go from here. I'm going from E major 7, straight F minor triad, F sharp, C sharp, A, straight E major triad, just walking down the scale, and then back to F sharp minor. I'm transposing from E flat to E major. So this is F sharp minor, E major, F sharp minor, E major, right? It's just alternating. But in the bass, you have la, da, da, da. So you have, and then back to F sharp minor. That's the melody walks up the scale, so it goes F sharp minor. Now this is nice. This I took from the arrangement. This is like a B7 over F sharp. F sharp, D sharp, A, B. This is just walking up the scale. And I have G sharp, E, B, C sharp. And then this is just a B triad over A, so it's like a B7. And like a, what they call a 4-2 inversion, I believe. And then that resolves to an E major. So I didn't use any fancy chords. There's all just kind of inversions and stuff. So this is, let me play it from the beginning. Thank you. Okay. Now the bridge, or whatever you call it, the second part of the tune. La da da da, this is when it goes up higher. So now we have the melody is actually up in the top of the voicing. Oh, no, it's not. No. So there's another, so the melody is here. But we're gonna stack some thirds on top of it. Sorry. Right. This is a nice voice. So the melody is la da 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 da. So okay, but with the added voicings, so we're gonna be I keep playing this jazz voicing. That's not what we want. We want. First inversion, that nice E major. This move I use all the time. It's one of my favorite cadences. You know, this is like an E major 7 first inversion, and this is like an F sharp minor 6 in first inversion. They both have the same note in the top, D sharp. Very nice voice leading. So here we have. Make it even hipper, you could. This is from the arrangement. That's very nice. I'm putting the E in natural on the top. So there's a little scale fragment. C sharp, D sharp, E. So it goes to C sharp minor, not back to the E major. So we have. To the first inversion, F, you know, F minor, kind of with the E in it. F sharp minor, sorry. To the E major. Now this is just moving around in inversion. La, da, 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 da. That's the melody. So we go, la, then back here. So this is. See, if I went back to E major, it would sound too resolved. Like. That's kind of resolved, but it doesn't resolve. It goes. C sharp minor with a G sharp in the bass, so. Right? Now, the next part of the melody, typically when people play it, like, when, you know, when the first part of this second half of the tune, they go. Da, 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 da. Da, 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 da. And then here, typically, they go to the minor, right? Da, 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 da. Some kind of C sharp minor, some kind of six chord there. So we'll do that. It does it here, but it doesn't explicitly put a five of the six. So again, I put a five of the six in here to make it kind of more explicit. But I do like this voicing that I took from the arrangement. This is just an. This is just an A major with a ninth, sort of add nine. You can also put. That's in the arrangement. Now you can put this. This kind of is a diminished. Diminished voicing, right? You got a B sharp, F sharp, A, D sharp. So we got... very nice. What does it do? Oh, yeah. And then back to this E major 7 in the first inversion. So the melody is. The leading tone twice, D sharp. So we got. Now you can do this. This is kind of. This is like a 5 of 5, right? F sharp 7. Now this is from the arrangement. I took that from the arrangement, this part right here. So this is this little. That's the melody. So it's just got that kind of sound, right? But it's with the melody kind of embedded in it. So I'll go back. Da 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 da. That's an A major. Play with cadence to back to the E, to an F sharp 7 kind of sound. La da da da. That's the next part of the melody. So this is now I'm playing. That's underneath the ba ba ba. Notice in the beginning, it's in the beginning of the arrangement, the melody's in the bottom. With this in the top as a kind of accompanying sound. But now here, that's the melody, and then the accompanying sound's on the bottom. Now this part I took from the arrangement, I really like it. Now the melody is the G sharp, but there's an E on the top, which is there for a reason. What a sound. Isn't this nice? So, la da da. Sharp 7 sound there, but so what's happening there is when it goes ba da da da, so that's this. Big E major chord. This is the climax of the tune. Then it goes to a like a B triad, but with the A in the bass. Going down to the A, and the melody is the root of those triads. I'm sorry, not the root, the fifth of those triads. Now all that's going on the top, all that's going on the top is thirds going down. Sorry. But in the melody it goes. Right, so that combined with gives you. Sorry. You You have to play C sharp here, G sharp B, to E, F sharp A. The first two are just triads. Very nice. So we got la la la. Sharp triad over E, and then this is, there's some diminished stuff in the. I rearranged it a little bit to make it work on the guitar. So, but more typical for the guitar. The piano voicing was too spread out and stuff. So, just a typical diminished D sharp diminished to E, and then F sharp diminished. D sharp and F sharp being the same chord in the diminished form. Now this is nice how it, you remember how the melody ends. That's the last part of the melody. Now here it actually goes to a E flat, E7 chord. It doesn't just, it's going to have this note in it because it's going to go to the 4, right? So. Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you found it useful for your personal work. This podcast was produced by Ed Gavitt, with the original source being a video on Patreon. If you'd like to see this video, head on over to Patreon and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you go through a browser and sign up as a member, it's a very small fee. And if you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more. In any case, as a member, you have access to categories such as exercises for the guitar, things to download, things to practice, guided practice sessions where I practice and you play along, a category called the Language of Jazz where I go through standards and famous solos, transcriptions, listening sessions, and also a complete series on every composition by Thelonious Monk as it might be played on the guitar. I do detailed demonstration of material from my book Fundamentals of Guitar and have prepared special exercises and software even for members of the site. Every Sunday we sit down with some Bach, take a look at some violin sonatas, cello suites, inventions, well-tempered clavier, things like that. We work on sight reading, we work on listening, exercises to train your ear, exercises to train rhythmically off the instrument. And then as often as I can, I sit down and do a mailbag episode where I go through listener questions and answer them directly. We're having a lot of fun over there, and I really hope you can join us. And thanks for joining us today on this podcast version and for your support of creative music. See you next time.